Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Washington Post Team Woodward and Costa's allegations regarding General Milley reveal the violation of several uniform codes of military law. A court-martial would appear to be imminent. In retrospect, treason and betrayal were hovering around every corner of the Trump administration. General Milley, Trump's Joint Chief of Staff's contact with his Chinese counterpart, assuring him of a warning of attack and organizing a mutiny in lieu of a nuclear war, actually gave China a window of opportunity if they had acted on it. Our national security was in extreme danger. General Mark Milley had shown his sycophantic toe-licking of the left and exposed just how political the career top brass of the military are expected to be as they ignore the U.S. Constitution.
And violent extremism remains a generational, trans-regional struggle requiring sustained political, fiscal, and military solutions. I am outraged by the senseless and brutal killing of George Floyd. What we are seeing is the long shadow of our original sin in Jamestown 401 years ago. Liberated by the Civil War, but not equal in the eyes of the law until 100 years later in 1965. We are still struggling with racism, and we have much work to do.
And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white.
As many of you saw, the result of the photograph of me at Lafayette Square last week, that sparked a national debate about the role of the military in civil society. I should not have been there. My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics.
China's not an enemy. China is a rising power.
The Chinese seem to feel, why build it if you can just steal it?
These are the faces of five Chinese government spies, indicted today by the Justice Department, accused of spying on American companies, costing them millions of dollars and causing thousands of Americans to lose their jobs.
Officer Batamaje Angwang, a member of that community affairs unit at the NYPD, is accused of spying for the Chinese government, of trying. The FBI says he worked alongside two officials at the Chinese consulate in New York. He's also accused of offering those Chinese officials access to senior NYPD personnel.
Investigators at the Lexington home of 60-year-old Dr. Charles Lieber today, moments after his arrest at his Harvard office.
The complaint alleges that Dr. Lieber signed a contract with the Chinese university in Wuhan and was paid up to $50,000 per month, plus up to $158,000 in living expenses.
The chair of Harvard's chemistry department, he also allegedly received more than $1.5 million to set up a research lab in China, all while working at Harvard and receiving multiple research grants from the U.S. Department of Defense and National Institutes of Health.
House Republicans requesting an FBI briefing on California Congressman Eric Swalwell's past ties to an alleged Chinese spy.
Eric Swalwell's collusion with a Chinese spy had already set the table for a compromised threat to national security.
Well, I don't have any concern about Mr. Swalwell.
And the generational family corruption of Nancy Pelosi's behind-the-scenes insurrection of the United States were basically ignored by the media and the government.
Pelosi saying, I spoke to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, to discuss available precaution for preventing an unstable president from initiating military hostilities or accessing the launch codes and ordering a nuclear strike. The situation of this unhinged president could not be more dangerous, and we must do everything that we can to protect the American people from his unbalanced assault on our country and our democracy.
Bob Woodward's book, filled with anonymous sources, will do nothing to imperil globalist tool Mark Milley, other than rub our faces in the overt coup infiltrating the powers of the executive office of the President of the United States and the will of the American people.
That Woodward book, Peril, is not about Milley. It's about Trump and his enablers. specifically confirming that Trump was as bad as reported and suspected.
The former president was fomenting an insurrection, and there was broad concern from a range of members of his national security team about his behavior and fitness for office.
Thank you. I don't want to let go.
I have great confidence in General Milley.
We have been occupied. The true insurrection has succeeded. John Bound reporting.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on, about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
As you alluded to in the previous question, China's not an enemy. And I think that's important for people to clearly understand. China is a rising power. China has been a rising power since Deng Xiaoping in 79, and they've been clicking off at 10% growth for almost 30 years, and they dropped down to about 7% last year or two, and they'll probably drop again, and come into the range of normalcy and 3 to 5% growth. But that's still significant economic growth, and there's been a really large historic change from a North Atlantic-based global economy to now it's proceeding to be a North Pacific-based global economy. So with respect to China, what normally happens historically, it's not in all cases, but in most cases, where you have economic growth of that magnitude typically follows military power. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a significant increase in Chinese military capabilities over the last 10 to 20 years. They are going to develop themselves and are developing themselves into a great power. That is not to say, however, that they are an enemy.
So that is a classic Harvard Council on Foreign Relations China file spiel that you just got from the traitor, General Milley, before he was elevated by Trump. And that's one of Trump's biggest failings, is he wouldn't check the pedigree of these generals. Just whoever the Pentagon told him to put in, he would just fall down and worship them. And I'm not bashing Trump to bash Trump. That's really where he didn't have any really deep understanding. It was quite naive. And of course, people talk about, oh, Trump's going to announce he's running for president the next year and he'll save us. The globalists aren't going to give us 2.5-3 years to save the country. They just stole the election from Larry Elder. Of course, the majority of Californians voted to recall him. But they put out their fake polls. They announced there's no way he'd lose. And almost every Republican that was on the Republican voting rolls that went to try to vote was told, oh, sorry, somebody already voted for you. And they had countless videos and admissions and all the proof of that. So I'm not being a negative person here with everybody. I'm simply being honest about where we are and what we're dealing with. So again, thank you so much for joining us here today on the Alex Jones transmission. We have got one hell of a transmission for you, and the information we've got is just completely over the top. The psychological warfare going on and the gaslighting and the brainwashing and the willingness of people who have been raised since birth in front of television sets and the flicker rate designed to put people into a dreamlike state is incredible. So when we get mad at the leftists and the liberals and the mainline conservatives and mainline churchgoers that are buying into the whole system, we have to understand that they are in a trance. And once they're in that trance, it's a near daydreaming, near sleep trance. They're hypnotized, literally. This is in the mainline literature. The United States particularly chose a frequency in the 60s. They changed the frequency. This is in mainline history books. You can look it up. To the flicker rate of the United States is the exact flicker rate to put people into a deeply suggestible state. There are several others that do it as well, but they came to the conclusion this flicker rate, because your conscious eye can't see it, but your brain, your optic nerve does, that strobe light puts people into a trance. And it's the same thing with the film projectors, and different countries do different things. But Europe had another flicker rate, and Russia had another flicker rate, but all for highly suggestible control. This morning, I went to the grocery store because I'm trying to just, you know, eat healthier here at the office instead of ordering food out all the time. And I was looking at people in the grocery store, and all of the blue-haired, I don't mean old people, you know, blue and pink and green-haired liberals, they weren't just obese. They didn't just walk like jellyfish. They weren't just staring down at the floor. They looked like they were dying. They were all white, by the way. And they are the leftist ruling class that live according to bots, that live basically programmed by bots, by artificial friends that aren't real people, that are basically avatars online. And I went out in the parking lot, and I was putting a little bag of groceries in the trunk, and I was looking at these people, and I got a tear in my eye, because that's what the globalists have done to us. They took our laziness, they took our proclivity towards sin, and they just greased the skids to turn these people into monsters. And if you try to talk to them, they go from being in a total trance looking down at the ground to basically like a body snatcher hissing at you or saying, F you. And you just see the deep pain in their eyes. Now, that's the process before they become programmed to what ancients would call demonic, where they're so base level, so lower brain, that whether you think it's metaphysical or just a function of the brain, they are like zombie-like creatures, the undead. And that's the allegory that the Pentagon, the Army, and the Marines have been training for a decade, to kill zombies, and the CDC talks about it, and all the MSM talks about it, and they say we're preparing to mow down zombies in mass zombie wave attacks. And how are zombies dressed? Torn shirts, bloody, black eyes, cuts, torn pants. There's even children that are zombies, and you mow them down, and your subconscious brain is seeing your fellow humans as worthless, as zombies, as garbage, including children that have just got to be killed and killed and killed and killed, and you're simulating that you're desperately under attack and you're fighting for your life, and if you don't kill all of these zombies, then you're going to die. And that's the corporate program, whether it's the new cartoons you see on Netflix or whether it's movies, is like a dream world now. They're introducing the zombie movies like you're on DMT or you're on LSD and nothing's real and nothing makes sense. All of this is behavioral psychologists putting everyone deeper into a trance and a nightmare trance, where you see thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of violent events every year that aren't real on television, that are dehumanizing, until your subconscious mind just thinks about it as like looking at a sunset and actually associates it with your cup of coffee, your cup of tea, your beer, your vodka, the pizza you're eating in front of the big screen television. And then to you, it's just something that you basically accept. So it goes on and on and on. And this is a program that they are carrying out against us. And I'm not attacking people that put out zombie movies. Just like when I say video games habituate you to be a cold stone killer, people always respond with the pre-programmed, oh, you want to ban my video games. I'm like, no, the Pentagon in Vietnam had about half their soldiers refusing to shoot enemy soldiers up close so they could see them. They would hesitate, not wanting to kill a human. And so they would try to train them to have a killer instinct, and they learned with the Doom video game was the first game developed but it was done in a projection system inside a building. And then later, by the late 70s, early 80s, the Pentagon had classified versions that were shoot 'em up going through a building, but it was still projected. And, you know, now you know the official doom that's been on, I guess, since the early 1990s. That was made so that they would get 100% kill rates, and they got the Marines and Army up, the men they put on the simulators, to about a 99% instinct to kill somebody up close. That's why they found people from the South or rural areas were better at war, just because they'd already shot so many animals and done so much and habituated their mind the fun of the hunt, that it became like a game for the people that had grown up with guns and hunting, where they would have killed people no problem, because they already had done it in a simulation of killing animals. But you took people out of high-rise buildings out of New York City or wherever, and up close, I mean, it didn't matter if Viet Cong jumped over their position with a bayonet about to stab you, they'd just go, and let you kill them. Same thing with the northern soldiers, you know, 3-1 against the South, were getting their ass kicked. That's why they created the NRA after the Civil War, was to get northerners to learn how to shoot. It wasn't that northerners were wimps in a fist fight or something. No, it was that they'd never been around guns and never been around actual killing with them. All right, so that's what's going on with the whole zombification. They're turning us into zombies before they kill us. And they've done that with the left, and it's very, very sad. We'll come back with all the big news.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Very dangerous, very exciting times to be alive, but great opportunity to push back against tyranny. It's jumped the shark, it's made its move, and if humanity stands up, the globalists will fail. If we fail, they will depopulate us with soft kill, incremental operation lockstep assaults. Now, we've got unbelievable, the biggest yet. It just keeps getting bigger by the week. Developments on the whole global government, COVID, world ID, poison rollout, that's next segment. Moderna says, oh, if you've taken our shot, you're twice as likely to get COVID. Their answer, more shots. That's coming up. But let's get back to Milley. Milley confirmed, just like I told everybody a couple days ago, people are like, this isn't real. Even Trump said, this can't be real. He said, I don't believe it's real on Newsmax. That's what he said two nights ago when it first broke. He said, I don't believe Milley called up and said, if we're going to attack, we'll tell you first. And Trump tried to overthrow the government, but we stopped him, and we've got the nukes, and we're your friends, and I've got a five-year rapport with you, and you can trust me. And the Chinese general thought that he was being set up. He almost launched nuclear weapons because nobody acts like this except these evil globalist sycophants. That, again, are just so blinded by their own narcissism and corruption, they have no idea what they're doing. Well, Milley came out yesterday, like I told you, and said, no, it's real. It's a transcript. Bob Woodward was given the transcript by the NSA because they leak whatever they want. The globalists wanted this out. They wanted you to know that Pelosi and Schumer took control of the nuclear weapons weeks before Trump left office. They want you to know there was a bureaucratic coup. They want to set the precedent for that. They set the precedent for all other forms of authoritarianism. You're in a globalist coup. That's the headline, the name of today's show. Is that America awakens to the fact that we live under a globalist coup. And if we start getting senators and governors and House members to talk like that and realize that, because the globalists are all saying it, then it's game over. Or are they really paid off too? Or are they just acting like they're the opposition? It's Josh Hawley and Rand Paul and all of them just opposition, loyal opposition, because Trump actually went after China. Say what you want. And I'm going to explain that here in just a moment. And I'm not saying Rand Paul's bad. I'm not saying Josh Hawley's bad. I'm not saying that. No, they're good. They know all this, though. They're just as smart as I am or smarter. And they know you don't want to go there or you'll get targeted. Well, we're already getting targeted. They already broke your ribs, Senator Paul. They already tried to kill you and shot Scalise at the baseball game. And CNN said, well, the guy wasn't a monster. He was fighting tyranny. So what happens if somebody shoots Wolf Blitzer? And I'm not saying do that. I'll turn him into a little martyr. I'm just saying, you're drawing the blood. You're launching the attacks. So what did Milley really say? He said the CFR spiel that was launched really in the last administration of Reagan. And you heard Milley say since 1979 is really when China fully opened up. The CIA put Mao in 49, but after Mao dominated in the next 30 years, his own people and slaughtered them and killed them and killed 100 million of them. Then he stepped down and in came the globalist agent after the killing fields, after the culling was done. That was the big debate back in 49 and 1950 and 51, 52 when this happened, when our own military and generals spoke up and MacArthur spoke up about what was done and the betrayal of China. This was all on TV and in the newspapers back then that elements of our government put Mao Zedong into power. That's mainline history. I remember the John Birch decided how about that in the 1980s in magazines I read, and then I saw the former CIA section chief for Southeast Asia and China on Discovery Channel, it was History Channel, and he was admitting that they put Mao into power, which we already knew, and betrayed Chiang Kai-shek because they thought he'd be a better stabilizing force. On the same show, it was they were interviewing Kermit Roosevelt as well, who overthrew Iran and Mossadegh and Operation Ajax and put the mullahs in 79. But they said, we thought it would be more of a stabilizing group, the communists. And then betrayed Chiang Kai-shek, who went to Hong Kong and Taiwan. So all that's going on. And here's Milley saying, well, they've risen 10% growth rates in the last 40 years. But it was one-sided trade deals where China wouldn't let our goods in, but then the government created laws and regulations where you couldn't operate here with all the laws and all the insurance and all the regulations, but then they all had to go to China. And now Trump tried to end our surrender to the trade war we've been under via the globalists orchestrating it with China. And, well, you saw what happened. They stole the election from him, and the rest is history. So listen to him very, very carefully. Listen to Milley, what he's really saying here. He's just laying out that they're the new power. They're the superpower. They'll be the power in the world. America won't be, but it doesn't mean they're our enemy. They sold us out to it. But of course, China will be double-crossed by the globalists in the end as well. Here it is.
As you alluded to in the previous question, China's not an enemy. And I think that's important for people to clearly understand. China is a rising power. China has been a rising power since Deng Xiaoping in 79, and they've been clicking off at 10% growth for almost 30 years, and they dropped down to about 7% the last year or two, and they'll probably drop again and come into the range of normalcy and 3 to 5% growth, but that's still significant economic growth. And there's been a really large historic change from a North Atlantic-based global economy to now it's proceeding to be a North Pacific-based global economy. So with respect to China, what normally happens historically, it's not in all cases, but in most cases, where you have economic growth of that magnitude typically follows military power. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a significant increase in Chinese military capabilities over the last 10 to 20 years. And they are going to develop themselves and are developing themselves into a great power. That is not to say, however, that they are an enemy.
No, they just ship in fentanyl and kill millions of people and undercut us and threaten to attack us and say they're going to nuke us and say we're weak on their national television and officially talk trash about us. But you're on their payroll, you traitor. You're not even a traitor. You were never an American. You're a sack of garbage. And that's why they had to do the lockdowns all over the world. China's not under them to make sure they end up being the global power. Million others are holding us and our children underwater while injecting us with deadly poison shots that destroy our immune systems and kill us and spread new mutants. And none of the rest of the world actually takes it because Milley, is brief. They're running a bio attack on us through the Carnegie Endowment that runs the CIA. It doesn't matter if you work for the CIA, the FBI, they're going to shoot you up too, and you're going to get sick and die. Except now folks are waking up, so they're saying, oh, the Congress is exempt. The FBI is going to be exempt. The postal workers are exempt. See, it's all just us that have got to take it. They're supposed to be the new managerial class. But here's Joe Biden on national television just a few years ago saying, China, it owns America. They own us. He's a Chinese agent. Here it is.
I do know a lot about foreign policy, as much as anybody in this room, including if you're Henry Kissinger, who I love. Folks, we have mortgaged our foreign policy. Everyone's out there going, oh, my God, how in God's name? You know, the Chinese came here and the president didn't get anything. Guess what? They own us.
That's on C-SPAN. They own us. And they own your body, and they own Hollywood, and you're going to get cancer and die. 20-fold increase in cancers, cancer diagnosis institutes around the country since the shots started in February. I mean, we're being killed right now. We just love it because we're the Americans and we can't lose. But you heard the traitor. They own us, and now they want to kill us. to make room for them to take over.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this live September 16th Thursday transmission. Notice that the crew found that clip of Joe Biden a few years ago saying China owns America. They found another clip we'll get to next hour with David Icke and the transcript where he says they'll own us in the next 15 years from just a few months ago. So it's not just Biden in a clip, looks like from about 5, 6 years ago when he was vice president. I remember him saying that. We're trying to find the date. To him now saying it again. Yeah, there it is, Daily Mail. Joe Biden says China wants to own America by 2035 after previously insisting they're not in competition for us amid growing tension over COVID lab leak claim. Wow, prep me that, please. And see, here's what's crazy. I came on air Monday towards the end of the show, and I went on Owen's War Room at 3 o'clock because we had more info then. And people in the crew, smart, they asked me, hey, how do you know this is true? Bob Woodward's, you know, lies sometimes. And Trump came out and said, I don't even believe this. I said, no, it's true. And right then, one of the crew members goes, yeah. Look at this. Pelosi said it January 8th, CNN. So that's the simpatico around here, how we're synced up. And I'm like, that's right. Look up all the times they said, we've got the nukes. Billy protected the nukes. They'll take Trump out of me to me. I found like 15 articles. They were all over the damn TV in January. Remember? On January 6th, saying worst things is Pearl Harbor, worse than 9/11, worst attack ever. Oh, my God, a terror attack. Trump's going to use the military for a coup. But the military says they won't be part of it. And they had the troops do an allegiance to Biden before he even got in. They were stealing the election. That's how a coup happens. But, of course, it was real. They said it. He bragged about it. Now they just gave us the actual transcript. And Milley came out yesterday and said, it's on Infowars.com, General Milley confirmed secret phone call to China, defends treasonous act as part of his duties. And the Secretary of State came out and defended it. And the Secretary of Defense came out and said, oh, it's completely normal to call people and say, I've taken the nukes away. And Trump tried to overthrow the government? Trump is the president. He was the president. He still is the president. Love him or hate him. President Trump doesn't get to use taxpayer money to pay for his rallies. He has to get campaign money, and they were out of money then. And so I and others organized. That wasn't bragging when I told the story. You remember back before the January 6th rally, back in December, I said, listen, none of the Republicans will give him money. The Republican establishment wants him out. They're all saying he lost, even though he didn't. No one will step up. Everyone is scared because the deep state will come after you. So I'm putting the first 80-something thousand dollars down. And when people heard that, Republican donors called me and said, who do we give it to? And I said, here, I'll get you in touch with the White House campaign staff. You give them the money. Don't give it to me. And then they had headlines, arrest Jones. He admitted he attacked the Capitol. He admitted he financed it. No, I financed the other big rallies in D.C., that Trump didn't come to. He drove by him saying it was a fraud. Remember the one in November and the one in December? And it wasn't because I'm Daddy Warbucks and got a bunch of money around here. I saw the fraud. I had to go. I had to make myself a target because it was my duty. And we had a million people at that rally. And then Trump said, peacefully go and march around the Capitol. We did too. And there were no police there to speak of. And there were provocateurs that attacked him from Antifa and then manipulated a couple hundred of conservatives, most of them led by operatives we now know. Tucker Carlson's got the documents, so have we, that triple the number that we saw in Michigan, where it was 10 FBI agents setting up that militia to try to kidnap the governor. And that same group went and got at least 30 FBI agents and confidential informants to lead the groups and tell them, we're with Q. Trump's ordered us to take the building. Delta Force is inside. And it just so happened that a bunch of Army veterans, people I was with, showed up and tried to stop it. So, no, the military was outside, not inside, and tried to stop it. But that's the Q thing. None of it's real. It's fake. You're in a fantasy. You're talking to the president. You're under his command. No, you were under the deep state's command. You were under Milley's command. We now know that Milley and Honoré were running the entire operation. That's come out, even in Time magazine, that the military knew and they were coordinating. And the Democrats bragged in that Time article about how they stood down that day and didn't come out to confront us because they knew that we'd get out of hand. No, we never get out of hand. You did and set us up. And now it's coming out. Poll, half of Americans agree January 6th suspects are political prisoners. And now a federal judge has said Capitol riot charges might be unconstitutional. They've got 600 people in jail, close to 600, and most of them didn't lay a hand or break anything, in solitary confinement till they break and say that they're never going to be political again, never going to watch Alex Jones or Mike Lindell again. This is actually in the news. Never going to question an election again. And then the police, the feds, come to their houses and check. And if they, so they came to a guy's house. He was in the garage working on a car, had Mike Lindell's conference on. They said, you're not supposed to be watching anything about the election. And the guy said, well, I am. I'm an American. And they took him to jail, and he's in solitary confinement. And they have articles in The Hill and CNN like, how great. We should start arresting everybody that questions the election. This is beyond the Soviet Union now. They would arrest you and send you to a gulag for less. But it wasn't so overt. They claimed it wasn't going on. So, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, this is just over-the-top craziness. And when a group run by a bunch of congressional staffers and others is going to have a protest this weekend on Saturday, a peaceful protest, simply calling for fair treatment of prisoners, where's Amnesty International? Where are the liberals? They're nowhere. They're like, keep them in jail forever. And they're everywhere with petitions saying, arrest Alex Jones, and he's a ringleader, because this is the mental illness. All right, we're going to go to break. Long segment coming up. I want to talk about solutions when we return. And we've got some damn good ones, and we can win this if we push. This tyranny is really out of control, and it counts on our weakness to succeed. And there's a lot of weak people, a lot of jellyfish, a lot of people in a trance. Look, the globalists know they don't really count. They do what they're told. But if even 10% of us halfway don't comply, this thing goes down. So if you were ever going to march or rally or protest or file lawsuits or spread the word or pray for an awakening or do whatever it is to not comply or quit your job as a nurse or whatever it is to show the system you're not going along with this, do it now. Now, they want to go ahead and just have a violent revolution, which they'll then use to collapse the country. And Klaus Schwab admits, and the UN admits they want that. They're pushing that. But they'll get the second thing they want when we pull ourselves out of the system. They don't have people to drive school buses, to be school teachers. Some of the teachers are sick from the shots. That's the main reason. But others are quitting over the shots, not taking them. And so now they're saying, oh, the hospitals are full because of COVID. No, they're mainly full because everybody's left and is quitting. Up to half in France and Germany and here, Australia, up to half the people have quit. And they're going to set up their own companies, their own businesses now. And the regulators say they're going to target them. Oh, really? You're going to target millions of people? You can't get that many. If we don't comply now up front, their system fails. But yes, it'll make the economy for a while fall apart. They were already going to do that with new lockdowns. So they want the economy to fall apart? Don't shop with the big stores. Don't support the system. Don't support Chinese-owned Hollywood, communist-owned Hollywood. Support independent media. Spread the word like your life depends on it, because it does. Go to the city council. Go to the school board. Go to the state house. Go bullhorn. Go bullhorn out CVS about how deadly the shots are. Go bullhorn outside schools. Get your skin in the game or it's all over. And it's a majority of one. One person does it, more see it. It'll be a chain reaction. It's already happened. But then let me explain something. Things only get worse until we say no. All you've got to do is stand up. You're going to figure it out soon. You don't want to wait till stuff's really bad. They got a plan to collapse things and kill billions by 2030. That's official. That's why Biden says the world ends in 2030. For us, it does. We're going to be dead according to their plan. It's their plan, not mine. I didn't say it. They did. They're coming to kill you within 8.5 years. They're coming. They're murdering you now and normalizing.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As we pierce the night. Yes, it's broad daylight as we broadcast live, but somewhere in the world it's night. But I'm talking about the night, the darkness the globalists try to bring down upon us so we can't see what's happening in front of us. They can only succeed if we're in the dark. And InfoWars and all of you out there that spread the word about the transmission and that share the articles and the videos, you are bringing the light, you are bringing the truth, and you are the resistance. We salute you and thank you. I want to remind you how damn important you are. And to have you realize that you've got to quadruple your efforts and then do it again and again, because this is the struggle. This is the authoritarian takeover. This was foretold of 2,000 plus years. And this is the time to wake people up. This is the time to reach out to others. This is the time to get people to take action. And Christians 200 years ago had a big problem. People would read Revelation about the Antichrist, the mark of the beast taking over and killing a bunch of people, and then the greatest revival ever, and that's the time for us to tell the truth. And then the rapture comes after Christ's return. Well, that was scaring Christians. And so they came out with a pre-tribulation rapture. You can believe that all you want. But there wasn't a rapture for Christians in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. There wasn't a rapture for them in China, the ones in death camps right now. There wasn't one for Jesus. There wasn't one for his disciples. God is going to test you. So the churches have lied to you. And don't get mad at me. Fine. You go ahead and take your chip, take your world government, take your shots. The churches tell you to do it. The Pope says it's a sacrament to take the genome of dead babies into your body and jellyfish and everything else. Okay. Okay, you go ahead and watch Revelation unfold and then go ahead and submit to the evil, because your church is not a church. It's a den of devils. Christ said in the end days, let no man deceive you, because they're going to control the church. So that's what's going on. This is the big test, ladies and gentlemen. And you're going to see Christians bow down to the Antichrist. You're going to see them sacrifice their children in order to be. Because I'm getting raptured. Well, there's the man of sin, the world government. He'll be nuking countries. He'll be killing millions. And they'll say, he is Jesus. He is Jesus. Because they're not of God. They are deceived. They have taken on the great deception. And I'm sad for them. But no. Nobody raptured those billions of babies aborted. You will face the test. You will be put to the grindstone. You go ahead and believe your fantasy land all you want. It's just like the people that take all the shots and go, I want more. It protects me, when it doesn't. Moderna has come out and admitted you're twice as likely to get COVID if you took their vaccine, which is three times stronger than Pfizer and even more deadly than ever evidence shows. And their answer to all of that, their answer is you need to take more shots now. Where's the logic there? Oh, it lowers your immune system and makes you get sicker. Israel now reports that you're 2 to 1 more likely. It's not just per capita that more got the injection, so most in the hospital have had the injection. It's that you're twice as likely to have COVID and be seriously ill or die if you've had the shot. That's on national Israeli television. We talked about it and showed you the article yesterday, but it's in Hebrew. And look at these headlines. I'll get into solutions. Fox News. Moderna analysis. Those vaccinated last year, twice more likely to get COVID than those jabbed recently. What does that even mean? The View. Co-host clash. People who receive Moderna's vaccine early are twice as likely to get breakthrough infection. Point is, it doesn't work. FDA scientists strike skeptical tone on need for COVID-19 boosters at this time. Likely fueling debates, but Fauci's the boss. He says he goes forward and for children. Pfizer and Moderna say COVID vaccine protection wanes over time and lowers your immune system to every other virus. Oh, yeah. Health Ministry in Israel's chief says coronavirus spread reaching record highs, even though they're record vaccinated. Record illnesses, record deaths. Countries right next door that didn't take it, they're just fine. Same headline. State sounds alarm over COVID-19 outbreaks among school kids. To stop COVID, there's only one way. Let's all get vaccinated. And it's all lies. Here's another fake article put up by the Health and Human Services on Twitter. And force-fed everybody's feeds. COVID vaccines are highly effective against the Delta variant. And everyone 12 and up is eligible. So let's see those alarms. Load up those backpacks and get off to a great start. So let's set those alarms, load up those backpacks, and get off to a great start. Part of school's getting the shot. Look at this. Oh, it's highly effective. Yeah, 39% efficacy, and then lowers your immune system and everything else. Oh, that's highly effective. Oh, you get on this airplane, it's highly safe. You live 39% of the time. Oh, this car is very safe. Every time you drive it, it doesn't blow up 39% of the time. Older than it was for Jacob Kleinick, 13 years old, took the second shot, died within 3 days of taking it. He had an enlarged heart, just like Ernest Ramirez Jr., that we personally know his father. But it's okay. Stop COVID. There's only one way to get vaccinated. It says Team Pfizer. The same guy, I guess, works for Pfizer, or claims he does, or implies he does, and says, I need to be arrested. There you go. What a good person. Vaccinated woman's family who died of COVID, blames unvaccinated for the obituary, even though they were vaccinated. Wow, not a lot of common sense with her. But let me give you the good news. We're going to talk about this next hour with David Icke. Solutions, standing up, taking action, waking people up. standing up to the bullies. Nicki Minaj comes out 3 days ago, talks about a friend of hers, someone she knows, who got the shot, and their testicles swell up, and they were impotent after. And that's in some of the bad reactions. Uteruses swell up, get bloody. They've got to have hysterectomies. That's all over the news. They admit it. That's a side effect. It's just uncontrolled bleeding for weeks, and they just do hysterectomy because your whole body just eats itself, the endometrium. You get endometriosis and other things. This is real science. And they just go, oh, they attack her, and then they blocked her on Twitter. They said she's not allowed to criticize the shots or tell them what's happening. Just like Ernest Ramirez was on Facebook, and he got suspended because he talked about his dead son. You're not allowed to talk about your dead son. Okay, they had an autopsy. Oh, the other kid had an autopsy. Okay, they had a swollen heart. Big deal. He's dead. Get used to it, Mr. Ramirez. You can't go out. You can't fly on a plane. You won't be able to get groceries soon. If you haven't had it, you're hurting other people. Hey, your shot doesn't work. It makes people sick. You say, I got to get more all the time. Shut up, Mr. Ramirez. Roll over and die. So I'm going to get into those solutions and talk about how Nicki Minaj can go public, and if Tucker Carlson can wake up, and if you wake up, and if others wake up, and if Eric Clapton, who was here in town last night, refused to play a show at the Frank Irwin Center unless there was no forced mask policy or forced injection policy. He almost died from it. He has enough clout to fight back. That Boublier idiot canceled because they wouldn't make everybody take the shot. He said he doesn't care if they have immunity. He wants them to take it. It doesn't matter if it hurts them, because the corporations are telling that little whore what to do. This is a fight. You got to decide which side you're on. Now, listen, speaking of COVID, we have an amazing new film, the first film InfoWars has put out in 9 years. It's part one in a five-part series. They're each a full film. I voiced it. I'm in it. Robert Kennedy Jr., Jerry Timpany, so many others are in it. InfoWarsStore.com. It's $19.95, and you get a free copy of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement that tells you the backstory and what they were going to do, and now you see it all happen. Predicts the dictatorship using vaccines, everything, from their own documents and videos. You get a second copy for $9.95, so that's two COVID lands. So you have one for yourself, one to give. It's authorized to make copies. Zero country code, works anywhere in the world. And then you get a second free Endgame. So that's four DVDs, two films, two each for $29.95. Give it to the library. Give it to the local school. Show it to the firefighters group. Show it to the police. Donate it to the police. Get it out to your local professors. Get it out to thought leaders. InfoWarsStore.com or COVIDland.com takes you right to the sub page on InfoWars original documentary series. And this is going to obviously get banned everywhere. So you want to have it. You want to burn copies. You want to get it out. Continuing, we've got some great new T-shirts like Come and Vax Me, like Come and Take It with InfoWars.com on it. All T-shirts are being sold at cost. As low as $9.95, the highest is $14.95. Some shirts are designer and really expensive and long sleeve and costs like $18, $17-something. And you know, some of the smaller shirts might cost us $4.50. The average triple large costs like $7. But it all averages out for the low shirts at $9.95, the fancy shirts at $14.95. At cost is what it averages out to. All of the apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. At cost at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the I Hate Alex Jones, Don't Visit InfoWars shirt so you can infiltrate leftist groups and troll them heavily. We have Free American shirts. We have the new Don't Tread on Me design that I love so much. We have Save the Frog shirts, Wake Up shirts. Get in the fight today. And we have Winter Sun of Your Immune System, the highest quality. Back in stock, 50% off, along with Ultra 12 and other products for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Hour 2 with David Icke coming up.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.